This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A long way away. It actually makes me feel homesick, I guess. I've got friends, obviously, and family who still live in the city. I love the fact that on Facebook you can report whether or not you're safe, and they are all safe, for which I'm really grateful. I love the outpouring of love and support that Mancunians gave to people who were stranded at the Manchester Arena. But I know that Manchester also does have some deeply divided communities. And I think many of my Christian friends and I will be praying that this won't contribute to people who live in our, particularly Muslim and ethnic communities, feeling distrusted or unsafe. It's going to be really important that those communities can work together and not allow this event to define or to separate their lives.
When you were growing up in Manchester, it was the era of the IRA. But this is different, isn't it?
It is different. Yeah, I mean, the IRA bombing radically reshaped the physical centre of our city. But there was a coded warning before that bomb, and nobody actually died in the IRA bombing, whereas now we've got people who are often acting, I mean, they're connected obviously to networks, but they're acting alone. It's very difficult to predict when somebody's going to show up and inflict this kind of violence, and it is a very different space.
And where do you find hope in the midst of that?
So hope is always in the power of the resurrection. It's always in the fact that, first of all, this world is, as C.S. Lewis would describe it, the shadowlands. It's not all there is. And that we can move on from this and live together in love.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.